The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now. Episode 365. The love train is here. Is that going? No?
The love
train. Vin sitting here. If you're watching, you'll see Vin actually sitting here writing down puns probably as we
in Lambeau Field. Yeah, all the love puns I can think of. I gotta get them out. I gotta get them ready. I might even start drafting some tweets. You never know.
Just leave them in there.
Ready to go. Just ready to go. Love's a crazy thing. I don't know if that's a song.
6 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, a walk, 6 strikeouts, and 81 pitches.
That's Jose Buto?
That's Jose Buto.
I didn't think he looked bad.
But you got to bring in Trevor Gott.
You got to bring in Trevor Gott. But also, I was looking, because I was like, I remember liking this guy a little bit, and then I went back and looked, and like, the start I liked was against the A's. So I was like, okay, so he could pitch against the A's and he could pitch against the Nats.
But he pitched against someone last year. Who did he pitch against last year?
He pitched against Philly last year and he got kind of lit up, but they came back and won.
Well, last year was a weird year. We were good.
Yeah.
What is the draft rules?
Okay.
Like, what do we need to do? We spend too much money, right?
Here we go. Get a top pick. Yes, we have spent too much money so that our first round pick gets knocked back 10 picks unless we finish in the top six, unless we finish with a top six pick.
Okay. So anything top six, which we're not getting top three, right?
No. Because they do the lottery is 6 picks in MLB. Okay. But the other thing is the Nats can't get a lottery pick. Because there is also a CBA rule that says the quote-unquote big market teams, which basically means you get revenue sharing, so they make enough money to where they don't get revenue sharing, they can't have a lottery pick 2 years in a row. And they had one last year. So they, if they finish in the bottom six, which they will, they don't count. So it's like just...
Yeah, but Oakland's there every year.
But they don't get revenue sharing. So they don't make enough money to get out of revenue share. Like the Cardinals, I don't think if the Cardinals are going to get a top six pick, whatever, they won't be able to get one next year, I think. Maybe the White Sox too. They might make enough money to where they can't get 2 picks. So we would be in that
same situation also.
Correct. So we wouldn't, if they're bad next year instead of mediocre, we can't get a top six pick. It's not allowed.
Unless we don't get one this year.
Yes, unless we don't get one this year. Then we can get it next year. You can't get it 2 years in a row.
So ideally, the Angels probably wouldn't be able to get it this year.
I would assume they don't. They would, yeah.
Six, right? So Washington gets kicked out of that group.
Correct. It's like Washington's not there. So if we finish seventh and Washington is in the top six, we're sixth.
Right. So losing this game is important.
It is, but losing it's also this football game. It's lottery odds, right? That you could finish 10th.
Yeah, but we still, get we a still top want to finish pick. Top six, because if you finish 8 and you don't move into that top six, then you're actually getting 18.
Well, yeah, but again, it's lottery odds. So we could finish 10th and get 5. It's possible.
Yeah, but if you get 8 and finish it in 18, now you have even lesser odds.
Correct. If you finish 8 and don't get a pick, you're at 18.
Are you in the lottery still? Is every non-playoff team basically in the lottery or no? Just top six.
Well, that's a good question.
God, Vin, these are the type of things you're supposed to know.
I think it's everybody that's out of the playoffs, but we're going to see. It is, yes, everybody out of the playoffs. So 18 teams have a shot. But like the 18th team, this I'm looking at last year, the odds are 0.2% to get the first pick, that is.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
If you finish 18th, yes.
Well, technically, if we finish 8th, we finish 18th, so.
Correct. But that I'm also at the point, like, I'd almost rather them play well and pick 19th or whatever. I really, I don't care that much about the 10 slots.
I loved it when apparently they asked Buck, they were, Gary said on the game on Tuesday that Buck said in games versus, he could play the four kids because it doesn't matter because they're not in contention. But when we play teams that are in contention, we have to put our best lineup out there because it's fair to the teams that are in contention and the team that we're playing that we give them the best opportunity, the best matchups.
I did hear him say that. Okay, so let's break this down for a second. What he actually
what you're saying is Rafael Ortega is more valuable than all four of them put together. That's what we got out of it.
What he actually said was he was referring to Beatty playing against the left-hander.
Right. Because they asked him about that.
Because that so that was what he was saying. He was saying if we're playing one of these competing teams, that he wouldn't play Beatty against the left-hander. He would play Vientos. That would be the answer. But then who's DHing? I mean, then the option there is, I mean, I honestly don't know who's on the bench. Narvaez is, I don't know. Like, your next option after Brett Beatty, even if you put Vientos at third and put somebody, anybody at DH, it's nobody. I don't, it's not a person.
James is here. Hello, Daniel.
He's here. What's up, Danny boy?
What's going on?
We're talking about how stupid of a manager we have.
I want to kill myself. I'm in a fantasy draft, and I just autoed Travis Kelce. Fuck, man.
Don't worry. I'm in a fantasy draft where Rosen took him first pick. In the not first pick. It was like 12th out of 14.
So I got to put the sound back on. So when you hear Yahoo draft sound.
Ding dong.
Yeah, it's fine.
What's going on? It's that time of the year. Who cares? We're talking about how stupid Buck sounds by saying that we need to put the best lineup out there against teams that are in contention because it's fair for the team and the teams that are also in contention. So Rafael Ortega and Jonathan Arruzia need to play when we're playing contention.
Those newsflash, those guys bat left-handed. So I don't – what's the answer? What is he saying? The entire bench – I'm looking at the – okay, Narvaez bats left-handed. RIU's okay, so we're playing Jonathan RIU's because he's a switch hitter. That's your answer to this problem. Okay, great.
Okay. Really wonderful. So Vientos at third.
Or Jonathan RIU's is playing third. Who, let's look at the stats. Hitting
what
125.
What happened to Luis Gamora? Did we send him down? Because he's been traveling with the team.
No, he died. He, you know. They were in Boston and he like fucked up his knee.
Oh, I remember that. Okay.
He
I thought he came back from that for some reason.
I think it was a bad one. I think it's going to be a while.
No, because he was like walking off and walking around the next day and he's been seen like walking around and being okay. Like, no surgery. Don't worry. Omar Narváez has got a big hit anyway. Danny, would you rather have better odds at a top six pick by finishing 7th and getting to jump the Nationals because they spend too much money, or would you rather just finish 18th and call it and play well the rest of the season?
Honestly, we're not going to see the guy who we draft in like 4 or 5 years. And I think with our team, we're not getting rid of most of our team. So I think on them ending the season on a higher note, it was just...
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, you make a good point. You know, it doesn't matter. The MLB draft is, you know, like when I went to the Friday game against the Angels, I didn't even realize that their first baseman was drafted this year. I completely forgot until I saw a stat on the board that said he was drafted like 48 days ago. And I'm like, what? So unless you're taking a guy who just won the College World Series, you're basically not.
Oh, who am I drafting? Mixon, yeah. Cup. I should auto Cup.
Don't pick Cup.
Don't pick Cup. He's out this week.
I know. I'm being funny. Mixon, okay. Aaron Jones, Najee.
Packers stink.
Man, I really got to go wide receiver the next couple of rounds. Oof, this is ugly.
Full point.
Full point, 6 point touchdowns.
Okay, so full point PPR, half point. Okay.
I'm going to go, I guess I got to go Mixon.
Okay.
I have Chubb and Mixon as my running backs. Now I just got to hammer wide receivers forever.
Now with Danny drafting, we're going to make the switch. But before we go pro, we're going to talk a little college football. Vin, are you ready for the most exciting thing that I told you about?
I'm not. Steven, I'm not financially sound enough to lose as much money on Colorado as I'm going.
Hold on. We're not on Colorado yet. We're not in Colorado yet.
Okay.
We're not in Colorado yet because, Danny, I have a story for you, sir.
I can't wait.
This is the updated Is Texas.
No. Not even. What are we doing with
Saturday at 11 o'clock, it's going to change.
Here's the thing. And this is what got me on the Texas train.
Go over how great this website turned into?
I don't know what is up with these cats. Is it their schedule? I don't know what's going on here. This is very strange.
What the? Danny, this is going to be the greatest upset of all time.
Yeah, these are people they're playing. So what's the Alabama person? I don't see an elephant there.
Yeah, it's not there.
Is this the rest of the conference? I don't know. Yeah. Big 12. That's what it is. It's Big 12 people. This is nuts.
Someone took the time to make this.
Danny showed me a picture of their quarterback.
Look at the cute little Baylor bear.
He had it. He had a thing. Then he cut his hair. I'm out.
No.
I'm out.
No.
The mullet's gone. He's gone.
I heard about
put
that.
Put our training in.
Yeah.
You know, it was on.
It was fun gambling. It was really fun gambling on college football this week. I won a lot of games, so I was really
stupid
happy.
Michigan.
Yeah, I just stuck with the one Colorado. Actually, I bet on LSU. I'm never betting on Brian Kelly ever in my life. Fuck that guy.
Guess what? I tease Florida State, and
I'm
glad.
I'm happy for you. Brian Kelly for the world.
And Duke beating Clemson so badly.
Yeah, fuck them too.
Who saw that coming?
I'm glad because Clemson,
like DJ said, football school.
Yeah. Everybody else.
So Alabama is 7-point favorites at home against the number 11.
If yours didn't get hurt last year, they would have beaten Alabama. So that's all I got to say about that game.
But this is a little different when you go to
Tuscaloosa. Very true.
Now, Danny, how about a funny for you? Would you like to laugh some? So Friday night we're at the baseball game, and I see that over under on wins this year for Colorado, University of Colorado, is 5. So what does the dumbass in the Packer hat decide to take the over?
Good call.
So then he sends me a TikTok the other day of the
I didn't bet the over. I just bet the game. I took a step back. I just bet the game.
Okay. Anyway, he sends me there's no way they're winning more than 5 games. Did you see this? And basically that's what he said. So I said, they're going to be 3-2 after their first 5 games. Okay. So Colorado football schedule.
I mean, they were the story of the weekend college football wise.
They were. 100%.
Oh, 100%.
Okay. So they're ready?
Very
so
exciting. Danny,
you're probably going to agree with me at 3-2 after 5 games. I want to know, of course, they beat TCU. Hosting Nebraska this week, hosting Colorado next week. So you got to figure a 3-0 start,
right? Colorado State, you mean?
Colorado State, yeah. You got to figure 3-0 start, right? But then they have to go to Oregon, the same team that made their mascot do 580 push-ups this week.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting.
And then they're hosting USC.
That those are the two big games. Those are going to be the two big games, obviously, for obvious reasons. They got the offense, as
Stanford,
you can see.
Stanford, of course, is hit or miss.
Yeah, but they should. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, it helps that the transfer portal really takes care of business, and they were able to get a lot of.
What was it? Three guys were still left on Colorado, I think it said.
Was it that outrageous? Okay.
I think it was three starters.
That makes sense.
That would make more sense.
Because you can't hockey change a whole.
You can't take a whole franchise. Right. And
they said he brought in like 40 guys, though.
Oh my god! All right.
I had one guy who literally played 130 something snaps.
That guy was like the number one recruit in the country, and. What's the word I'm looking for? Committed to Florida State. And then he said, fuck you. He went to Jackson State when Deion was there last year. And then they obviously came with him in Colorado. So that kid's legit. Travis
and
Hunter literally was a five-star recruit.
After next season, when he goes to Florida State, the kid will end up in Florida State for his last year in college when Deion becomes the Florida State coach.
That's my thing. It's like people say, like, could he win a national championship here, yada, yada. I don't think it'll get to that point before somebody scoops him up. I don't know if it'll be Florida State. They seem to be doing pretty well at the moment, but it could be Florida. It could be – because he's probably mad at Florida State for not hiring him fucking 6 years ago or whatever that was. You know, but it could be any of these big schools that he'll get a bigger job before this team really succeeds.
So, since we know guys like to go, you know, where they played and where they're from type of deal – Coach Mike Norvell in Florida State is actually from Texas.
The what?
The coach that coaches Florida State is from Texas. So you know what that means. Might as well just send him right over to Texas already. Let him go to coach the Longhorns.
Who is it now? Wait.
Who, Florida State?
Yeah.
Is Mike Norvell.
Okay.
Never mind. I forgot. What's his name from Bama's? Soroskin. What's his name, Danny? Steve, what's his name?
Sarkisian?
Yeah, he's Texas's coach.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Does Nick have that same. Nick is the guy who's never had like a loss to a coach, like has like one career loss against a former coach, right?
Saban, yeah.
Who beat him?
Wasn't it Kirby?
I don't know.
I think it was Kirby. Or was it not Kirby. Wasn't
I was going to say, didn't Lane Kiffin like get him once?
No.
Not recently.
Okay.
Wasn't what's his name in Clemson under him for a little bit?
Dabo. No, he just went to Alabama. I don't think he ever coached.
Oh, so we have like three more years until Saban retires, and then Dabo goes to Bama because he went to Bama because he's
going to. Yeah, that's the running.
Yeah, pretty much. He is 28-2 when facing teams coached by his former assistants. Does it have the two wins?
They don't want to show it.
Maybe Jimbo got him once. Was that it? I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. Jimbo did beat them.
With Baker, right?
No. Jimbo beat them when the kicker kicked the last second field goal two seasons ago in Texas.
Got it.
What a world. So, what was the take on college football, Danny?
My take was it was week one. It's going to be a crazy year like everybody's literally saying because there's so much going on. This is the last year with the 14 playoffs. What division is getting more teams? Obviously, we're having one conference dismembering completely in the Pac-12. So that's
going
to
become the Tupacs.
So that's honestly going to be fun to see. Like that's actually right now, let's be real. That's the most interesting conference right now. because you have that story with Colorado. We know the stories with USC, and then obviously UCLA could be good with Chip Kelly, and then you have Oregon, and then it's very, very good. So like it's
gonna there's
gonna be
about
a playoff team. There's gonna be a playoff team or two coming out of that conference this year.
You know what's crazy about that is with all these teams moving and stuff, they were talking about it's not even like football's president, let's face it. When you're looking at college sports, football's the top of it. But then you think about other sports that travel like soccer, where teams aren't as much, right? So now you have Florida that's going to be traveling to California three times a year to play soccer. Like, they got to figure out that schedule, you know, the ones that go during the week. You know, or vice versa, of course, California going to Florida and all that stuff. Like, yeah, people say, like, oh, why is Rutgers in Maryland in the Big Ten? You know, like, at least it's only, like, halfway cross-country. It's not, like, a crazy 5-hour, whatever it is, 4-hour plane ride to get there. It's only a couple hours and you're there. So it's going to be crazy to see, like, those other sports and how they adjust.
That's going to be crazy. I forgot what podcast I listened to, but it's going to be insane. Obviously, football is king, but it's going to be really, really interesting when girls' tennis needs to go to Rutgers and they have to take a real flight. They're not football and they have their charter. They got their plane chartered, you know what I mean?
I mean, they do have, obviously, different sports can be in different conferences, but, like, the conference doesn't exist. I don't know.
It could turn out being like the Big East basketball and like all the other Big East schools, how that turned out to be. Okay, so obviously Cooper Kupp now is the 55th round pick. I'm at pick 55. Cooper Kupp, Najee Harris, Miles Sanders, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Ayuk, but I already have Debo, so I'm not doing that. Cam Akers.
Deontay Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, or Terry McLaurin. McLaurin's actually projected.
He's banged up too.
Yeah. But I got 9 seconds, so I'm going Terry.
I think he's going to play. I don't know.
Yeah, he's going to play. Oh, this team stinks.
Danny, the only thing you missed tonight when you were before you came on was Vin coming up with love puns.
Oh, the love puns? The love puns are going to be there, Danny.
Okay,
he's gonna tweet out the Meatloaf song every time he throws a pick.
I might.
I'd do anything but love, but I won't do that.
There you go.
I'm just a love machine, Danny. I can't help it.
But you gotta sing it in the heavyweight's German accent. That's the whole point.
That's the GIF I'll post.
The one from Heavyweights.
Yeah, from Heavyweights.
And they're dancing. Yeah,
right. Well, the GIF game is going to be on point. You'll see. Or they'll be 4-13.
I mean, you're 13. Playing a shitty team in the Bears, so.
But they think they're good.
They also were one of the rare teams to beat the Niners.
No. That's BS. Because Trey Lance played, and it was a monsoon.
Right. But this is one of those things where it's not being like a fan inside of the state. I see it through, like, the reporters and stuff. All the Bears fans are just tweeting clips of Jordan Love out. I mean, of Justin Fields out.
Right.
And it's like, they lost all of these games that you're tweeting at. They lost all of them.
You know, it's funny. Everyone talks about everyone's like, there was something I saw, like, oh, everyone keeps talking about Justin Fields has to prove himself. Justin Fields has to prove himself. Brock Purdy ended up with the same numbers as Justin Fields in half the amount of games.
Yeah. And he threw it was the worst. Their first or second preseason game, he threw two literal screens, wide receiver screens, and DJ Moore just took him to the house, and they were like, oh, he's so great. He didn't do anything. I can make that throw.
Well, that was because Hutch wasn't standing there waiting to pick the ball off. Like
he threw the ball just to what he thought was the sideline.
And it doesn't count because they're probably facing second and third string guys in the defenses.
I think it was the first drive, but it was just nonsense. I can't speaking wait for of, Justin Fields to be bad. I can't wait.
Speaking of the Niners, though, big news out of their camp with the $170 million. My guess is Lawrence Taylor is calling his coke guy and asking for a discount and saying, I can't afford it. Look at what these guys made compared to what I did. $170 million. And his brother is a free agent at the end of the year, by the way.
Well, his brother can't stay on the field, so.
His brother's probably going to be a free agent at the end of the year. So I brought up his brother's contract, who's going into year 4 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
But really it was a 6 because he got it with 1 year left on his rookie deal. So this year he's got a $15 million cap hit. Next year, if he's on the team, it goes up to 36.
And he, 2020, he only played 12 games. Last year, he only played 5.
Right. Joey's got to stay healthy.
So.
Yeah, but maybe that's the plan, you know?
Maybe it is. Maybe his plan is to get him to be cut
so that way he could go play for nothing with his brother in San Francisco.
Correct. And they'll just be unstoppable.
And then the trade for Khalil Mack just would go to shit, just like it should.
Where is Khalil Mack, by the way? San Diego, LA?
No, Chargers? He's a Charger. He got traded there. Remember the Bears traded all those draft picks to get him, and then he played one good half, and nobody saw him again in Chicago.
Played one good half of the game they lost. And then...
excuse me, they won the first half.
They lost the game.
They won the half.
They won the half and then lost to a guy on one leg. Just saying.
He would have been on two legs if it wasn't for Khalil Mack. So the trade actually made sense. That's a great point.
But he still lost on one. They lose on one leg. The amount of people who have lost Aaron Rodgers with one limb missing is astonishing. I'm going to miss him. I really am. It's going to be a fun season watching the Jets, I'll be honest.
Ben's going to sit at home. Ben's going to be sitting home on Monday night and just start tearing.
I am.
I will remember you.
There's going to be a lot of singing going on this year. I can't wait.
He's going to just be thinking about the Jordan Love 3 picks and loss to the Bears while he watches Rodgers.
It's not going to be great if that's what happens. If they lose to the Bears and he goes out and spanks the Bills, it's going to be a tough Tuesday. I'll tell you, it won't be good.
Listen, I was thinking about it today. Like, the Jets are that team you want to take every week because they should just finally be there already. And there's no reason for them not to be good this season.
Well,
but they're also the Jets.
They are also the Jets. So at any moment, they could jet.
I'll never forget, we were having dinner during the Giant Jet preseason game. And Rodgers goes to take the field and they're going to commercial. And my dad goes, uh-oh, here we go. The perfect Jet moment. They're going to commercial and he's running.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I know too many people that would jump off, leave the game and jump off a bridge if that happens.
I hope he doesn't get hurt. I obviously hope he doesn't get hurt.
Nah, man. You can't root for injuries.
But also, if he doesn't play 65% of the snaps, we don't get their pick. So he's got to play.
Listen, if he gets into November and then he can get hurt for you, okay?
That's it. Yeah, he can get hurt in November.
I was looking up the Jets Eagle tickets in October and it was like $300 was the cheapest to get into MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
It's actually like insane.
I mean, opening night was like $500 I was looking.
Yeah, well. I mean, you don't blame opening night. Even if he's not there opening first game of the year is always.
If Zach Wilson was the quarterback, it would not be.
Wouldn't be on Monday Night Football.
It would be in Buffalo, and the home opener would probably be the following week. They would probably be like Thursday night against the Cowboys because Jerry wants that public. Jerry needs to be on public TV so they could talk about Trey Lance and how he's the backup to Dak and what does it mean for their franchise.
Anyway, Trey Lance.
Or Trey Lance.
I mean, yeah. He didn't get a fair shake.
You know, people like it's funny because people like talk crap about that trade to get move up to get him.
Mm-hmm.
But one, at the time, it was like a smart move to get up to get a quarterback. You didn't know what Jimmy's status was, basically.
Sure.
And also, you know, he was hurt, so it's not really like on him.
So
I can't, you can't really put the blame on him.
The conversation that I saw, which I don't remember this being the, I guess I don't remember much about the situation, but the, I saw either a video or something that was saying that the story was once they made the trade, because they made the trade early, like the, significantly before the draft, and the talk was Mac Jones. If they would have traded for, I know we make fun of Mac Jones all the time.
Right.
He's a solid, like,
in that system,
and that's he would be fine. He would like it would work perfectly fine if he was the guy they picked. Now the upside is not there, but again, it seems like that was what they were trying to get away from. So I don't know, like him and the Rams and the Niners did the same thing. Like they had Goff and they had Jimmy, and like we could have just stuck with the reliable guy who has a ceiling, but we know what the ceiling is and we work within that. But they went for the upside, and the Rams worked for the Rams and didn't work for the Niners. So I don't know why they would have picked Mac to just go. You'd be in that situation all over again. But again, so, this was just a video or whatever that I saw.
So it doesn't say when the trades actually happened.
I think it was like they said March or something, which that makes.
Okay, so Houston traded it the year before to Miami. So they traded the first and second round picks in 2020, as well as an offensive lineman and a defensive back to Miami in exchange for Kenny Stills, Tunsil, a sixth round pick, and a 2020 second, fourth round pick.
What a terrible trade.
And then Miami traded it to San Francisco in exchange for a 12th, a first, and a third in 2020 and a 2023.
2023 what? First?
Yeah.
So they don't have their first. They missed it this past draft.
This past draft. The last two drafts, San Francisco hadn't have did not have a first round.
So they traded three firsts and a third in that draft to move up and get them.
That was the.
I don't know. What I do know is that the Dolphins got like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle out of those picks, because they traded one for Tyreek, and they drafted Jalen Waddle with the other or something like that.
Right.
It's worked out very well for the Dolphins. I know that.
Yeah, that really has, and honestly, good for them.
If only Tua can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's really what that's it boils be down a big to. Shocker.
That's the thing. Just remember they have Mike White behind him.
They do have Mike White behind him. Do we want to jump into picks and we can kind of talk about games as we go through the picks?
Yeah, we'll get into that. I was trying to see if I can find that graphic of what was the trade. What was the full? There was a graphic that like. Between the Tunsil and Lance trades, Miami got Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and a bunch of defensive players.
Right.
So that was what it ended up being. So picks.
Yeah, the Dolphins traded the 2022 first. With four other selections to get Hill from the Chiefs, and they used the 2023 in a trade that they got Bradley Chubb for from the Broncos, and then they took Waddle with the one of the other picks. So they got Bradley Chubb, Tyreek Hill, and Jalen Waddle.
Jalen Waddle. Pretty good. Can't really complain about that one.
No, he can't.
Nope, they just had a quarterback to throw them. Well, they should trade it for Trey Lance after all that. Come full circle.
Stayed there and took him, right?
No, because then you wouldn't have the other guys.
It's true. That would have been funny if they like set the fourth round pick to get Trey Lance back, and then that was
he becomes a star in Miami.
Yeah,
because he has Tyreek. Because all he has to do is throw the ball in the air and just hope.
If Kyle Shanahan wasn't Kyle Shanahan, he'd be fired by now. Which is weird to say, but I think it's true.
I think Brock just works in the system, and they're just right there. Like, you can't say that's not a closer game if they have a healthy quarterback last year in the championship game.
I mean, I don't disagree, but geez.
I'm still going Kansas City. Andy Reid still has a couple of days to game plan and figure something out.
He has like an hour. He has like 12 hours.
For Andy Reid, it's still better than nothing.
The funny thing is Andy Reid's like third tight end was probably already penciled into the game plan.
Right.
I can't see the Chiefs. Well, do they not cover though? Like,
that's the key. Is like, are they covering 6.5? Is a lot of points, especially for the first week of the season. Here we go, boys.
I'm doing it. I'm taking the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm doing Chiefs as well.
Your boy Bigford is about to give up the game winning run.
Well, it's not my boy. Somebody else's boy.
I know he's watching. So
he is watching. Well, he was at least.
Shout out, James.
Shout out, James. Loves Phil Bickford. Don't know why. Because he looks like Noah. That was his answer.
He was like a gumpy Noah Syndergaard. Is that what we went with?
I don't know. He looked like Noah Syndergaard.
Was that the one that we were talking about? We were talking about somebody, and who do they look like?
No, that was Mauricio we were talking about. Because he looks like Gumby.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
But then I said Danny Echevarria, because that's what I think his face reminds me of. Why I know what a Danny Echevarria looks like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
That's phenomenal.
Because of all that time you spend on the LA Ducks. Oh, look at that face head up the middle. All right. Darn, we lost.
Ah, shucks.
Even though it doesn't matter, because they're not going to get a pick anymore.
Danny, the amount of ex-Mets that pay for the Ducks right this minute is crazy.
Yeah, what's his face, right?
Also, Wilson Ramos.
Wilson Ramos, Ruben Tejada. Wilson Ramos is down there. And he like, it was funny, because I was, of course, we're looking at this whole thing.
What else do you do during a Mets, right. Seattle Mariners game, except for look up.
Because the Mariners have Mike Ford, and Steven's like, is that Lou Ford? So I had to go see if Lou Ford was still hitting for the Ducks. He's still pretty good. Yeah, they have Wilson Ramos, who stinks. Echevarria is pretty good. Tejada's fine. Murph was great. Wilson Ramos stinks.
Until he retired.
Yeah, until he retired. Well, he joined the Angels and then retired. She's like, oh, I'm not doing with this.
Vincent, there's a text message here. You guys were right.
Phil Bickford
love
stinks.
James. Who would have thought?
Shout out Phil Bickford.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs this week.
Okay.
I'm taking the Chiefs. Who do we have next?
Falcons, Panthers.
Oof. This is two teams. I don't know.
Did I take wasn't it the Falcons and I took to win the division? No, I took the Saints, I believe. Right?
Yeah, because they should win the division. I kind of like the Panthers.
But I still think the Falcons are going to be good this year.
I kind of like the Panthers.
I'm going Falcons at home. Bijan's going to go off and then we're going to be excited. And
no,
I think Ritter's got more weapons this year and I think it's going to.
Who are his weapons besides Bijan?
You have their tight end.
Now, the question is, will Desmond Ridder actually throw him the ball when he's open 14 times a game?
I mean, who else are you going to throw the ball to?
That was one of my favorite watching other things on a football field days. Because Kyle Pitts was open the entire game against the Giants.
Also,
that was 2 years ago now. But he was open for 24, he was 7-11. 24-7, he was open.
Also, Vincent, they have a position on their team, on their official depth chart, called the Joker.
For Cordarrelle Patterson?
So, let's go. Also, they have Scotty Miller.
I hate Scotty Miller. Fuck that guy.
And Drake London.
Okay. Drake London's not bad. I forgot about him. That's a good point.
Yeah. They're calling Cordarrelle Patterson the Joker.
the Joker. Yeah, I don't know why that's a the phrase. I heard that phrase.
Well, it makes sense because he's the jack of all trades, master of none type of thing.
He literally is a running back.
That's a new phrase that I've heard. Like, I heard it on a fantasy football podcast today, and I was like, why are we calling people the Joker now? Because are they psychotic? What are we doing here? Should I be worried about quarterback?
I need a Joker position next year for fantasy football.
Are they going to wear those?
Well, flex. So
they're going to wear those Joker gloves that OBJ had.
The mask. You got to wear the mask.
The mask. Yeah. He had
it was the mask. Sorry, but he had gloves too, didn't he?
He had the gloves too.
That like made the face when he did that. Yeah.
Right. You're right. But the mask was cool.
The mask too.
Okay. Joey Burrow says he's playing, so we don't have to worry about that game.
2.5. If that stays at 2.5, I think that might be a little bit. We didn't know if he was playing. That stays 2.5. That's a pick of the week right there.
Is it though? Watch the Browns. Vin saying that means the Browns are covering. So everyone go take the Browns.
100%. I'm giving you free money here. Bet against me. But the Browns stink. I don't care how much money they paid that quarterback.
Yeah, I'm going Bengals, especially with Burrow playing.
Supposed to get that cover. What is the cover? Let's see. Let's see what it is online. It's still 2.5.
Same thing with the friggin' Jaguars. What are we doing here, guys?
Yeah. I'm going Jags, obviously, as well.
I'm going to take the Jags, even though I think the Colts are going to be better, especially when Jonathan Taylor is like, oh, maybe I should play some offense. Maybe I should play so I could get a contract next year and not look like a dumbass. Vikings. Forget the.
Yeah, I'm going Vikings as well.
6.5.
Baker
like lights it up with Godwin and Evans, and then averts back to old Baker.
I don't know.
Not only, and on top of that, they even said that Baker is going to be not Baker. Evans is gone at the end of the year. Evans gave him
right. He could technically get traded soon, but they're not going to.
I mean,
if he has a good September, they're gonna call teams. There'll be a team or two that they call. Somebody's gonna pick up the phone for him.
I don't know how he got this job, to be completely honest.
Mike Evans?
No, Baker. He was not good.
Right.
I mean, who else would you want there, Vincent?
They have a young guy. I don't know his name, but he should be playing. Danny, what's his name?
Say that again. Sorry.
Tyler Trash.
It's Kyle Trash, yeah, from Florida.
Yeah, let him play.
Sorry, I was looking at my fantasy.
Listen, eventually, do they play? Does Tampa Bay play Arizona this year?
I don't think so, because the Packers are playing the NFC West. I think.
Yeah, but they could still play each other.
I suppose they could.
They do not play each other this season. Right? Yeah. No games this year. I was going to say, that's the Caleb Williams Bowl. Tennessee Titans going to the Saints. Saints got to start that division run now, so might as well.
I'm curious as to why most people are picking the Titans.
Because they feel comfortable.
They still arguably have the best running back.
That and Vrabes.
And what?
Vrabel as the coach.
Sure. He's. But.
It's going to be them and Jaguars neck and neck anyway.
But even, because, like, at what point do they pull the plug on Tannehill, though?
This year.
But I'm saying, like, at one point in the season.
Depending on how. And he does, I guess.
Like, if he and just plays...
If Levis is ready to go.
If he just plays like himself. Hurt? No,
I don't think so. Is he?
But if he just plays like himself, they'll win like 8 games. Like, they'll be right... Between him just playing risk-averse football, Derrick Henry running, and variable coaching, they can win 9 games. So, like, at some point, you got to pull off the Band-Aid off and do it. I'm taking the Saints. I don't care.
They also drafted the guy last year, so if they really that bad about...
Right, they drafted 2 people, right? They have Malik Willis, and now they have Will Levis.
This is the can Brock Purdy put up points, and I'm guessing this is also the before Bosa
news. Yeah,
news. I would take them either spread. Way. Even if Bosa's like, I haven't played, I'm not going to play this week.
If anything, he's going to be a third down. I'm going to do.
Right, he hasn't done anything, right?
I would assume that. $170 million and they took out, and they said he doesn't owe any money in the fines.
Right, he hasn't been in camp, so I would assume he's not playing.
I'd assume he goes in as like a third down guy.
It seems dangerous for a guy who just gave $170 million to. I think he could beat the Steelers without him.
Right.
He'll be there no matter what. It'll be interesting to see, though.
Oof.
I just drafted Danny Jones.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Daniel.
You might as well take Jordan Love as your backup. So you could.
You might as well. This is offense to you guys. I hope Daniel Jones is bad just because it's funny.
You want him to be bad,
Vincent, so that way you feel better about how bad your quarterback's going to be.
Then if Daniel Jones sucks this year, I'm just going to jump off the bridge.
Well, I don't really want Daniel Jones on a bridge. But I forget what game it was. Danny, what game? Was it the Eagle game or the Patriot game? Where he was just like, they lost 100% because of him. And he
You're
going like,
to have to be more specific.
There was a lot of those.
It was a game 2 years ago. I think
it was the Buccaneer game, and it was the
it was against Chiefs. Brady. That's what I'm thinking. Patriots, I'm thinking Brady.
And then the Kansas City Chiefs, we should have beaten them.
Done. You just went off.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah, I always liked them. It's just like obviously looking back on it now, the coaching staff and everything else was just like that.
Correct.
But it was just like, it's already year three. You can't be making those kinds of mistakes. Obviously, he improved this year. Obviously, with the throwing and everything else, he has better vibes since getting the contract, and he looks way more comfortable. So we'll talk more about that during the Giant preview. But yeah, I'm gonna let it ride.
Coordinator wise, this is only the second time he's had it in back to back years, right? Is that what it is?
Yes. No, because Garrett was there for two.
So he had each of them for 2 years.
Yeah, Garrett was there for 2.5 years. So it's tied.
Okay.
And hopefully, obviously,
but that doesn't count because Garrett sticks. Right.
Right.
That's like Mac Jones last year. He's like, I kind of.
And looking back on it, seeing how conservative Joe Judge is, I'm sure that didn't help it as well.
True.
So he could break out this year. That would be awesome.
The Josh Dobbs versus Sam Howell matchup.
I like Sam Howell, like we all know. I'm going Commanders.
Game of the year. That's what they call this.
And I mean, their first sell. That's like they sold out the game. That's how crazy everything is as well.
Sam Howell is leading the new Commanders or whatever they're going to call themselves. Into the future.
Go back to the Washington football team. I'm just saying.
Stick with it.
They should literally unveil a Sean Taylor statue. Like a real Sean
like
Taylor.
Like a real one.
Yeah. Just to be like, all right, new ownership, and boom, look, a real statue.
That isn't like a mannequin at Dick's?
Not the guy that we just took out of the Macy's window and ran.
Correct. I mean, they just took that guy out of the Smithsonian, like, stuff and just put him in the thing. The Ravens will cover this, I think.
Yeah, I see the Ravens covering.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
All right, Vincent.
I don't like that we're underdogs.
Like that 63% of people are taking the Bears to cover.
Why?
This.
What am I missing?
Every receiver you have is hurt.
That's apparently. A great point. We don't have any receivers. So it's very possible they could lose this game. Especially Christian Watson just had a hamstring injury come out of nowhere. It was like dropped. So that's never good. Romeo Dobbs has been hurt the whole time. I'm taking the Packers. I don't care. I don't see how
can't see the Packers losing this game.
I think they're going to win the game. I don't think they're going to be like great this year. I think they'll, like I've said before, they'll probably be a 8-ish win team, 8-9-10 win team, 8-10 win team, but they could lose. They could win 6 games because they're inexperienced and have a bad kicker.
Did you guys see that Messi refused to play in Chicago?
Yeah, he wouldn't. The field is so bad, he wouldn't play.
He like got there and was like testing it, and he's like, yeah, I'm out.
I have to see. I don't know if Rashawn Gary's playing this week. That's another thing they were talking about, because he's coming off a knee injury, and they're like, we probably shouldn't put him out on this piece of shit field game one. But I don't know. He's been practicing for weeks, so he might play. Yeah, I mean, that's all I have to say about that.
Are we riding? Are we finally going to ride again?
No. Give me Garoppolo.
I'm going Raiders.
Sean Payton is just Mike McCarthy with a little flair.
Did you hear what he said this week?
Payton?
He said Russell needs to stop kissing babies. He's not running for president.
Yeah.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guess what happens when you mess with Russell Wilson? I think you go in the grinder, Sean Payton. You might be screwed.
Somebody
he's going to get his office back, and you're going to be fired. He's going to be doing calisthenics on your ass.
Rihanna's going to show up in her Russell Wilson dress.
Yeah.
Why is this only 4.5?
100. I'm not shocked that 81% of the people are picking the Eagles. 100% Eagles.
Oh, this is a hammer.
I got a parlay working here with the Eagles and the Commanders and the fucking, oh God, the Jaguars. This is going to be a long Sunday.
Great. Oh. Eagles. It's going to be fun to watch the Eagles go 0-1. It's going to be fun.
Right.
McCorkle, light it up, baby.
Yo, McCorkle's going to go off just to piss Finn off.
I've been good recently, football-wise, that I don't do the parlays. But then at that point, like I pick like 4 games. And I bet them evenly. But then at that point, you have to win 3 of the games to make money. And if you go 2-2, you lost money. So it's like, I don't know.
Chargers at home. I'm going to take the Chargers.
I'm going Dolphins.
Really?
Chargers can't stop the Dolphins.
That's going to be a shootout. I would take an over if there was an over. I'll take the Dolphins, though. Am I throwing over on that? Oof, this is going
to
be.
And stop gambling. I would like to make picks, too.
Danny, just copy my picks.
Let it ride. I'll lose all my college football money that I get in this week. I'm going Hawks because Cup's not playing.
Yeah. When Cup is back, then I'll believe in the Rams.
I don't believe in the Rams at all, to be completely honest.
Neither of these.
Yeah, teams. Yeah, they're terrible.
See if Geno can do it again. All right, gents.
We're going to have to beat someone in our division other than Washington at some point. We have all the momentum in terms of this was a good offseason. We got weapons for our heavily paid quarterback. Another year in our both systems, offensively and defensively. I don't love that we have 2 rookie corners starting against the Dallas Cowboys week 1 of the season.
Dory's not playing?
He's been our slot guy. So technically, Hawkins and Banks are going to be on the outside. So I guess that's a wink we trust.
Listen, nobody has a position, Daniel.
Yes.
So
we got to beat the Cowboys some way. So fuck it.
If we're going to do it, we're doing it at home.
Now this, or never.
What I'm hearing is not a lot of confidence. I'll be completely.
You know, I was thinking about this today too.
That's fair.
Okay.
Because I was playing Madden the other day, and you know what's the funny thing?
People still play that.
Yeah, people still play
somehow.
Jalen Hyatt isn't even in like the rotation for a wide receiver in Madden. That's how many receivers the Giants have this year. And it's like crazy to think. But the problem is that the Cowboys defensive backs are a lot better.
Good?
I wouldn't say the Giant receivers?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say they're like top of the line.
I mean, outside of Jalen Hyatt.
Shout out to him for getting a sponsorship with Hyatt Hotels, by the way.
Who do they have?
About time. That was a great idea.
Isaiah Hodges. They got Slayton, yeah, Harris, yeah. Campbell. They have a bunch of guys that people don't want.
Okay. Right. We have a bunch of number twos and threes and, dare I say, fours. So each game week, we're going to be like, all right, we're going to focal point.
An interesting strategy.
Hey. That's what Kansas City is.
Bring in guys like Kenny Galladay to work out.
Danny said that's what Kansas City does. You're all right. Danny.
You know what that I mean. That is what Kansas City. I'm not saying.
Listen, Daniel Jones when is not Paris Campbell home, is but... better than Tyreek Hill at the end of the year, you're going to be shitting yourself. Man.
You're not wrong. So, and I don't think that's a horrible. I'm not completely averse. Like you have a number one receiver. That's great. That's awesome. But if you don't. Just having guys that do a bunch of different things specifically and then targeting those things is the other way to go. So it could be fine.
You don't really see a team that has a rotation in receivers like the New York Giants are going to have. You're literally going to make packages for each of these guys, basically.
Outside of Kansas City, because Kansas City can't afford any receivers.
And we're basically with Waller until he gets hurt is basically like Kelsey.
Correct. Well,
and we have a better running back.
Okay,
than...
so this is you're the Walmart brand Chiefs.
Yeah, we're the fake brand Chiefs.
Which right. Their target Walmart and we're brand Walmart. Is great. Let's go.
Well, great value, whatever it's called. It's completely
good.
They're target and we're Walmart. Let's go.
I'm with it. I'm still taking the Cowboys, but I'm with it. I'm on board with the plan.
Can't wait till that game in December when Vin's just sitting there frozen because he's like, Jordan Love is the worst quarterback I've ever watched in my entire life.
The love is gone. That's Christina Aguilera. I'm listening. They're working already. I'm going.
Vin's going to take my phone on the way to the game and just turn every song into love.
I'll make a love playlist,
track.
Bro.
love playlist.
Can't wait.
Alrighty. The other New York teams.
I'm going Bills.
They're going to lose this game. I'm sorry to the Jet fans.
I am going to take the Jets in this game.
Okay.
I just think all that momentum is on their side.
What momentum?
Of just everything is ready to go.
I think Von Miller might murder Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think isn't Von Miller on the IL? I think they put him on the four game.
He's Did on the they? Pup. Yeah, he's
on the pup. Okay, well then they'll
because he got that injury like November, so they're okay. Like we're gonna just skip the month.
All right, well then they'll be okay.
Over under on this game is 46.5.
I don't think it's gonna be high scoring. Excuse me, I would say 40. Let's go 44. 24-20 sounds about right.
Wow, Ben. Okay, I was going to say 44 as well. So.
Wow, 41. Danny, maybe we should make a little money pool this weekend. We've been making some of the same picks.
I'm going...
Doesn't count week one.
I'll be different, and I will say... I'll say 43.
Okay, so 23-20? It's fine.
Yeah.
Bills walk off on a field goal.
Yeah. I could see... If the Jets lose on a walk-off field goal... This is a successful game.
Bro, it was a must-win, bro. Bro.
Got to beat the Bills. Sala. It's just like what Danny said earlier. The Giants have to beat a team that isn't, you know,
Danny,
Washington.
Is he back full-time?
No, I think he just does Saturdays, and he was just doing summer fill-ins.
Yeah, he was basically just filling in all week. And Okay. Now he's got Evan's slot on Saturdays because Evan doesn't want to do Saturdays now that he's the...
Well, Evan's big. Evan's the top guy at the fucking station.
Behind Boomer, Evan's the top guy.
Yeah, behind Boomer and I guess just Boomer. Gio's pretty good. I like Gio, to be honest.
And Tiki's not bad.
They haven't been bad together yet. They've been listenable.
I'll be honest, I haven't listened to talk radio in
years at this point.
I have watched, I guess I watched Boom, Evan and when Carton, I watched it a couple times.
Right.
Anyway.
You had to blame me on that one. All right. Week two, college football. Week one, NFL football. Or week, technically week three for Notre Dame. Who's Notre Dame playing this week?
You know what? I don't even know.
Nobody.
Danny, they're up like a billion to like three this
year. Yeah, I didn't put Peacock on this week.
You weren't on Peacock. You were on regular NBC. You were at home.
NC State.
No, they were on Peacock this week. It's NC State. So.
Yeah, but no, they advertised it that it was going to be on NBC also. So.
Okay.
So I'm assuming you guys are on because I was watching.
No. I was talking about last week. This week is ABC because it's a road game.
Right, week two, week one, whatever you want to call it, the first home game was on NBC.
Oh, okay. Itself. All right, I didn't watch.
Yeah.
They
kept saying it was on both because most of the games are going to be on both. So it seems like when Notre Dame's at home, they're going to have like a 12 o'clock NBC Big Ten game and then an 8 o'clock because all Notre Dame's home games are like three.
Really? Because wouldn't they want Fox to have the standalone Big noon game?
Also, what's the point?
Because it's no longer Fox. NBC has a contract now for the next 7 years with Big Ten.
No, I know. I know the night game is pretty cool. That was
Fox no longer has Big Ten football.
Well, whatever they called it, Big.
Oh,
noon.
That's right. CBS. Sorry.
Whatever. CBS has SEC. Still has SEC football.
Then why Big, was so has Twelve on is CBS on? Then?
Big 12 is on.
Yeah.
Big 12 is the Fox channel now.
Okay.
Okay.
So they
dismantle and then
they just like, kept the big. Okay.
Looking at the schedule now, like Penn State Delaware at noon is on Peacock.
There are
they're gonna do an exclusive Big Ten Peacock game is basically what Tirico was saying.
But again, the same thing this week as last week. There are no big games except for Mississippi's playing Tulane and then the Bama Texas game. That's everybody else is playing crap.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's what happens in September in football. It was funny. They're talking on the bus with the boys with Tennessee guys. Like, you should see our schedule compared to, like, the teams like Michigan who has to play shitty teams in September. And the one was like, yeah, that's what we do because we're allowed. You're the ones who pick your schedule.
Then Texas A&M and Miami should be a good game as well.
Okay. But we're going on 3 weeks. There's going to be other games playing crap, though. Like Michigan is playing 3 weeks of crap.
Yeah, Ohio State's playing 3 weeks of crap. Yeah,
I know, but it's dumb.
Oh no, I agree.
Yeah, but if you think about it, in November, the week before Thanksgiving, who's Bama playing? Eastern Middle Tennessee State.
They flip it around. Regional. Yeah.
Well, I'd rather do it like that than do it like this, to be honest. But whatever.
Anyway. Oregon at Texas Tech Saturday as well. By the way. Wow, NBC really going all in on that night game this week, huh? Charlotte at Maryland. What channel is Texas and... Oh, we're at 3:30. What time is the Texas game?
Tonight game,
7.
Isn't it?
7. That's the primetime game.
It's gotta be on him. No, Wisconsin, Washington.
It's seven on ESPN.
Oh, they get the big games now?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, Texas Bama. Michigan's playing on channel 2 at 4:30. At 3:30.
Okay.
I guess until SEC football actually starts.
Yeah, I guess so.
That would be my only guess. Well, with that being said, thank you for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe. We will be back next week. Don't forget to bet on every bet that Vin said to. So when you lose money, you just call him and just ask for it back. That's what Vin does. Anything for love, right, Vin?
but I won't do that.
You're on mute, buddy. So whatever you just said, nobody heard you.
I said you got to come up with some better ones. You've been sticking on the meatloaf ones.
Because I don't need to come up with better ones.
Well,
because the only love I had is in Seattle now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You lost your love.
Listen, now he's just going to go pick up the Packers.
You lost that. Danny, they write themselves. I'm going to be tweeting Top Gun gifts. If they lose, I could be more excited.
Whoa.
All right.
More of I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. Wasn't that song from?
There's definitely a love song in there somewhere. I'll figure one out. This is going to be great. Ben's
going to go research movies with the word love. Hey, he's just going to find all the songs.
My train ride.
Vince Saturday instead of college football is going to be binging love movies to find songs.
I'll take a break to watch Dion. Actually, I have to go to the parade. I'm sorry.
The what?
The Labor Day.
There's a Labor Day parade for the.
Oh, that is correct. Okay. Well, with that being said, enjoy your football this weekend, everybody, and we'll see you guys next week.